like to present a gentleman to whom I'm very grateful. He does a wonderful job as a guest host here, and he's just been a helper and supporter of our open mics as long as I've known him. And he's a marvelous player. He's really been doing some great stuff on his guitar. So, and he'll also be featuring here on January 24th, co-featuring with Ergo Canto, Paul's Beck's duo. Welcome, Howie Rashba.
Thank you so much. I had a great weekend at the Lowell Folk Festival. To me, that is just such an awesome thing. You walk around and hear sounds from all over, music from all over America, all over the world, and every stage is done by people who are really, really good, authentic musicians in that genre. So I was walking from stage to stage and looking at one of the relics of Lowell history, and this was this big, beautiful steam locomotive which was parked on the rail. It doesn't work anymore, but it used to be the main driving force in that town. And it was there with its coal tender and one of the cars. And you can just imagine what that engine must have been like when it was working. So this is a song about an engine. And in the cars that it pulled, the freight cars, people jumped on. They were the hobos. And Daddy Claxton is the legendary hero of all the hobos. And the jungles are not what you think. They're the hobo encampments in the train yards. And the train is a national legend called the Wabash Cannonball. It has a chorus, and I hope you'll feel free to join in. Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific shore, through the green old Smoky Mountains to the South Bell by the door. She's long and tall and handsome, she's loved by one and all. She's a modern combination called the Wabash Cannonball. Please join me. Well, listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar. She glides along the woodlands, through the hills and by the shore. She's a rum-thumb. Hear the lonesome hobos call, traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Down from Birmingham one cold December day, she pulled into the station. You could hear all the people say, there's that girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down to sing a song called the Wabash Cannonball. Well, listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar. She glides along the woodlands, through the hills and by the shore. Rush of the engines, hear lonesome hobos call, traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball. Folks are dandy, so the Western people say. From New York to St. Louis, with Chicago by the way. From hills of Minnesota, where the rippling water flows, no chances can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. And here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand. Will he be remembered in the courts of Alabama? Race is over and the curtain around us falls. No chances for a victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Well, here's the jingle, the rumble and the roar. She glides along the woodlands, through the hills and by the shore.
mighty rush of the engines, hear lonesome hobos call. Traveling through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
Thank you.
How about a big hand? Yeah, big hand for Howie Rashba. And he's going to be here, as I said, on January 24th. And now he's going to put on another hat and introduce the performers for the rest of the night.